From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi officially swore in the 111th Congress of the United States. The first day of a legislative session is always full of pomp and circumstance, and today was no exception. But the House also got right down to business, as NPR congressional correspondent Andrea Seabrook reports.
The Capitol was decked out in full regalia. Freshly pressed suits and little girls in dresses and white tights packed the floor as Speaker Pelosi administered the oath of office to the new House.
And that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God. Congratulations, you are now members of the 111th House.
Off the floor, out of view of the cameras, the first day of Congress looks, well, different.
Tim Ryan. Yeah. Do I get my pin here, too?
Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan lined up at a strikingly unceremonial folding table. He's here to pick up his opening day packet.
It's like school, you know what I mean? Where's the bathroom and where's the cafeteria? You know, it's always important. You got to figure out what the new color's going to be, what the new pins are going to look like.
Those congressional lapel pins are a little bigger, a little fancier this year. Members fiddled with their jackets in front of the gilded mirrors just off the House floor. Pennsylvania Republican Bill Schuster finally got his pin attached, and he was carrying a small, leather-bound book, obviously well-worn.
Wait, what's this? What do you have there?
It's my family Bible. My grandmother's Bible. My father was a member of Congress, served 15 terms. Every time he was sworn in, he had the Bible, and it's my fifth term, so I bring it, and then we put a little inscription in the Bible.
That's cool.
So a little bit of history, Schuster family history.
And especially keyed up on this day, leading Democrats, hot off a banner election. What was New York's Charlie Rangel doing?
Signing in for the most exciting session in my political life.
Really?
Yes.
You've been here a little while, too.
38 years. When I was sworn in, George Washington had white hair.
A new mandate, Democrats say, a new direction, led by the woman who will be at the helm of this Congress.
The Honorable Nancy Pelosi of the state of California, having received the majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of the 111th Congress.
House Clerk Lorraine Miller called the vote. It's Pelosi's second term as Speaker of the House, and this time she commands a significantly bigger majority, 256 Democrats and 178 Republicans. That's a comfy 78-seat advantage, and by all indications, she plans to use it.
Together with our new president, we as a Congress and a country must fulfill the rest of America's promise with spirited debate and without partisan deadlock. Or delay.
But first things first, Democratic leaders laid out a new set of rules for House debate. They repeal term limits for committee chairmen, for example. Perhaps the most important change is one that sounds, well, a little silly. In certain floor motions, Democrats will bar members from using the word promptly and require instead the word forthwith. You heard me right. Promptly is out, forthwith is in. Sounds small, but the effect is to block a parliamentary maneuver minority Republicans used successfully last session to kill legislation they didn't agree with.
What are you afraid of?
Wisconsin Republican Jim Sensenbrenner heated up the first debate of the year.
Shame on you, because you're shutting down the process and you are going to result in more partisanship, not less. You're going to result in having the country even more divided, not less.
So, by the end of the day, wives and husbands filed out of the Capitol, kids were falling asleep on their father's shoulders, and the real work of Congress had begun. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.